Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. As always, it is my honor and blessing to share this time with you, as we do every Monday morning, Monday through Friday, live at StephenKayLive.com. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, I should specify. If you're listening to the show live, you have a question or comment for myself or my guest, the phones are open. You can call 713-783-8255. That's 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K. Or you can shoot an email to me at StephenKayLive.com. We check them out while we're live on the air. We'll respond to them as we can. And if you happen to call after the show, that number goes to my office, and I still will help you and refer you to the show advisor or trusted expert that I know that can help you with your question. Today in studio with me, as he is every Thursday, and I should mention, we are in the Cap 5 Technology Solution office and studios live on Thursdays with Dr. Dan Cuney. They are gracious enough to offer us their office space to broadcast from a couple of times a week when we need the extra space for guests and other activities. And so thank you to Cap 5 Technology Solutions, one of our longtime sponsors here on Life, Business, and Money, for giving us a studio space that we can be a little bit more comfortable in. And so here with me, as he is every Thursday, is Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our clinical nutritionist. He teaches us about our health and wellness and how you can create better health and longevity in your life so that you can continue to be productive and have the energy to create more and more success. Now, you are a natural-born killer, and don't worry, that is actually a good thing. Today, Dr. Dan Cuney is going to teach us about our immune system and how when you strengthen it, even when you're not symptomatic to any ailments, how it can help you be healthier. Dr. Dan, as always, it's a pleasure. And this is one of my favorite topics when it comes to health and wellness, because a lot of the things that happen to us in regards to either being healthy or being sick start at the very basic cellular levels inside our body, the things that we can't see, even the things that we can't necessarily feel at first. And if we look at it from, there's also a way to approach it to actually create the things that need to happen in our body to keep us healthy.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, it is amazing to really think about how beautifully and wonderfully made our body is and how God has made our body. You know, it's almost science fiction. The more we learn about how the body works, the more I'm just, you know, dumbfounded and amazed. And when we talk about how the body just targets, it actually marks or earmarks these different things that are foreign to our body, the foreign invaders, whether we're talking about viruses or whether we're talking about bacteria or whether we're talking about fungus or yeast or whatever the case may be. And our immune system goes out and attacks it. And this even goes as strong as, and we'll get into a little bit later, with cancer cells. And there's actually natural killer cells that we have, and that's where the natural born killer came from. He read my article. And so the natural killer cells can actually attack these cancer cells in our bodies. And so dumbfounded and amazed. It's just an amazing thing. Every time I think about the physiological function of our body and how God has made us.
And that is amazing that we actually have the things inside of our body that we need to, well, basically do everything that the body needs to do. I know that sounds oversimplistic, but what I mean is that we don't necessarily need to create chemicals to create reactions inside of our body on a cellular level to fight the diseases and illnesses and ailments that we may come across throughout our life. Our body has already been designed to do it, and all we need to do is take care of it and feed it the proper things, the nutrients and minerals and vitamins and all the other things that it needs to continue to create those reactions at that level so that it continues to keep us healthy.
Yes, Stephen. I mean, we're literally talking about have the proper fuel for your system, your body works well. If you have improper fuel, it doesn't. We've said this once before, but if you go and put it, no one out there do this, but if you go put a cup of sugar in your gas tank, your car will probably not start, or it will go for a little while and then we'll have some major problems. And that's just the way the body works, is when we give it the things that it does not want, somehow God's made it so amazing that we can continue to live, but our life is not going to be at and the ideal level. And I think you, of course, know the stats, what they look like. You know, one in three people die from cancer. I mean, it's just kind of scary what's going on in our society today. And there are so many other concepts and talks about this, like autoimmune disease. We should probably talk a little bit about that today, too. I mean, there's just so much to work on in the immune system. So just waiting for the challenge to arise is not really a proactive way to stay healthy and have a different, probable, predictable future than the rest of America.
And we have talked about this many times on the show. These things, these illnesses that we're seeing in our society and culture are on the rise. And it's a lot of it is due to how we grow and process our food, how we store it, how we add things to keep it preserved, how just the foods that we choose to eat, you know, whether it be a healthy home-cooked meal versus fast food, all of these things. I mean, it's not just cancer. It's diabetes, both in children and even adult onset. It's heart disease and cardiovascular issues. I mean, there are a lot of things happening. And some of it we're just doing to ourselves.
And I would submit to you that it may be a lot of it, actually, because if we go back to 100 years ago and we look at the stats and what they are to today, it's dumbfounding to see how much of an increase we have in all these diseases. And there's a lot of attribute, you know, a lot of things you can attribute to that, too. So in other words, you could say, okay, well, we have more toxins, so there's more chances that could lead towards cancer. So we have more carcinogenics. You know, carcinogenics means cancer-causing items. But what people don't understand is they don't thrive in an environment that's not ready to do that. Why can you and I be exposed to the same thing and then one of us has a problem, one of us doesn't? Let's take the parent out there. Think about your two children. If you have two children there, they both are in the same environment. They're both being exposed to the same thing, and one of them gets sick and one of them doesn't. What's the difference? Their immune system. Something is different inside their immune system. There's a hidden cavitated infection, infestation, heavy metal toxicity. There's something blocking their immune system from being as healthy as it could be.
And that's where we get into the customized part of customized clinical nutrition that you provide to your clients and patients. It's not, it's everybody's body. Although we're scientifically created the same, everybody is a little bit unique. Everybody's body reacts a little to the different things in our environment, both outside and inside, and we have to look at it with a customized approach and figure out what works best for you, what works best for me, what works best for him and her, and so on, so that everybody is experiencing their optimal health and not just saying, well, here's this, everybody take it, everybody will be fine. It's not how it works.
That's true, Stephen. You know, sometimes I have patients who say, can I just have that one miracle pill? Can you just give me that multivitamin that has everything in it and it'll take care of everything? And I look at them and I say, well, we can give you some background support. Yes, there's some good background support supplements out there. But the reality is that if you're not willing to go after your immune system, go after your inflammation, go after all these things that we talk about each week, we're not going to get you to live to your ideal life. You may remember from the first show, we talked about living the seven pillars of health is all about you being fully alive and really being able to live this planet and do what you're on this planet for, to live that big dream that God put in you when you were born. And so many of us are not there. And so what can we do to make that change? Well, we can start working actively on our health. I think God calls us to that.
You are listening to the Life, Business, and Money radio show. Our featured show advisor, Dr. Dan Cuney, with Customized Clinical Nutrition, is here with us giving you his advice, his take. Oh, I shouldn't say his take. He's actually learned this from others, and he continues to teach it to you on how you can create true health and wellness in your life. And this is so important to every aspect of your life, because if you are healthy, you will have the energy not only to go out and work hard and be productive at your career and profession and your job and in your company, you'll be able to have the energy to where you get home from that long, hard day at work, to have the energy to spend time with your family and take care of those things as well. This is, of course, living longer, which we all want to do. That's also a very natural part of our being. If you have a question for Dr. Dan, you can call in at 713-783-8365. That is 713-STEVENK. If you're listening to us live, we'd love to have you on the air. And if not, and you call that number, I will refer you to Dr. Dan immediately. You can also find his contact information online on my website at stephenklive.com. More to come on Life, Business, and Money. Stay right here. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. It is the show that continues to offer you information and advice on how to improve both your personal and professional life. If you have a question, give us a call at 713-STEPHEN-K. We're live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. You can shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. And while you're at the website, stephenklive.com, don't forget to check out our Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and Twitter feeds. You can follow the information on our social networks and even converse with us either live on the air or off the air. I'm connected to those, to the social networks fairly regularly, and I would love to hear from you and help you with what you need to continue your path in success. And Dr. Dan Cuney is here teaching us today about our health and wellness. And if you ever need help, if you think I don't feel the way I used to 20 years ago, and I think we all say that to ourselves, I just don't have as much energy today at 40 that I did when I was 20. Well, that is a natural part of life, but Dr. Dan says it does not have to be that way. You can continue to give your body what it needs to continue to create a more healthy being, and therefore continue to have the energy and feel like you did when you were 20, or whatever type of health you are actually looking for. He does customized clinical nutrition. You can find his theories on the seven pillars of health on his website at drdanwellness.com, and you can contact him directly for more information at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Of course, he's here live right now. Dr. Dan, we've been talking about the immune system and how if you take the time to work on strengthening your immune system by how you, what you feed yourself and how you take care of your body, how you can fortify your immune system year round to be truly healthy. I know you've worked with a lot of different people in your practice, on doing this. Give me an example of some of the, your favorite success stories. You know, one of your favorite, patients, obviously privacy we will protect. But give me an example of some of the success that you've seen your patients experience in following what you practice.
Sure, Stephen. It is something that is a really amazing thing that God has just blessed me with the opportunity to work with different people from everything from multiple sclerosis to cancer to, you know, just a person who's getting that bladder infection that's just coming back over and over again. You know, and for some people, it's even if it is chronic urinary tract infection, it's just amazing because, you know, we get them on some supplements that just feed the system, and they say, you know, I've had to go to the medical doctor and get medication for this every time, and you, as soon as it started, as soon as the symptoms started, you gave me the supplement, and it stopped, and it was just amazing. It got well. And what we want to do is feed the system back to balance. When my biggest success story, it's actually on my website, which is it'll say Elizabeth's story under the testimonials there.
And that website, again, by the way, is drdanwellness.com, so you can actually see the story that Dr. Dan is talking about. Just go online to drdanwellness.com.
Thank you. And Elizabeth, you know, was a patient. She came in and she was diagnosed with inoperable lung cancer. And her decision was whether or not she wanted to go out and do the model of, you know, chemotherapy and radiation,
which is brutal on a body.
It is very tough. My stepmother went through that, and she's no longer with us. And you know, it is really, really challenge. And so, you know, you have to make that personal decision, and I have to be extremely clear. You know, I don't treat cancer. What I do is I take care of the person. I treat the person's immune system. I strengthen the immune system, whether they're going with the medical model and I support it along with that or without. That's completely up to the patient's choice and between them and God. But what I do is I just give the body the most chance possible. So what we do is we strengthen that, and we teach them the five factors of health. You know, the whole concept of exercise, rest, nutrition, mental well-being, spirituality, all flowing through a healthy nervous system. And what we did is we started working with Elizabeth, and we just kept working with nutritional supplements. We do something called sequential immune upregulation, which in English means that you take a nutritional supplement for a month or and then we bring in another immune-boosting nutritional supplement, another immune-boosting. And you may remember from our previous shows, we use whole food nutritional supplements along with potent herbs that just strengthen the system. And so when we're doing that, we're literally feeding the body back to health. And, of course, with cancer, it's another story we go into. You can look on the website again and look on the Dr. Page's diet. We go into a very restricted diet of no sugar, no starch whatsoever, okay, because that's what feeds the cancer. Cancer thrives and eats sugar. That's what it eats. So what we have to do is we have to eliminate all the fuel for the cancer and allow the body to get cannibalistic, you know, and having protein five times a day, you know, making sure that you have protein and vegetables and just a tiny little bit of fruit. But we're very restrictive in that too with cancer because of the obvious that there's sugar in fruit. So what we do is we just pull all that other stuff out of there. We get them on a healthy schedule there and get them on healthy supplements, and it just she got her life back. You know, she was told that she only had a few months to live, and I believe it was 6 months to live, and she was with us for several years, and she just continued on the supplement. She continued to thrive. I should mention she was 73 years old, and it was just really amazing because she got her vitality back. She got to play with her kids and her grandkids, and it was just a huge blessing. And her whole family is just so grateful because the other possibility, what those 6 months could have looked like for her, were awful. And, you know, so she took this down. And unfortunately, she's not with us today. What ended up happening is that as much as this is a success story, it's also a sadness, too, is that, you know, what ended up happening is she eventually just gave up. And, you know, that happens sometimes when you get a little bit older. She stopped taking her supplements. She didn't tell her daughter, and then when we started realizing things were not quite right, we brought in the medical profession. She actually died from a heart issue, which was a related but unrelated issue. So,
and you know, that means number one, she didn't die from the cancer, but you know, as in life, it's part of the divine plan. No one is going to live forever. You know, life and age and all of that stuff will catch up with you. But you were able to extend her life. You were able to give her more good years rather than go through that 6 months of hell I'm using a strong word on purpose, rather than go through all of that pain and suffering just to be able to get by.
Yes. Yeah. And you could talk to any of her family members, and they were just so grateful for the time that they had. And again, it was like 2.5 years that she was thriving. Oh, and then she, the last 6 months of her life, you know, she was struggling with a heart issue that was, but during that time, you know, they imaged the cancer and they were really amazed because when you see inoperable lung cancer, what happens with these tumors is they multiply and thrive and get more and more and they get bigger and larger. And they were amazed because now it was 3 years later, right? And they expected her to pass. You know, 2.5 years ago, they looked at cancer, and not only were there not more tumor cells, but the actual tumor cell that was imaged originally, they kept going back. They re-imaged her because they couldn't believe what they saw, is it actually had shrunk down. And this is what's possible. See, I really want you to understand is that your immune system is beautifully and wonderfully made by God, and all we need to do is give it what it needs to make the difference. And if we're smart about it, if we take care of ourselves before we get to these challenges, we can create a completely unpredictable future, especially if you've seen cancers in your family, or heart disease in your family. You just want to have something different. Most people walk around scared thinking, well, this is just what's going to happen. You know, they're actually doing mastectomies now, which means removing the breasts on younger people if their parents had breast cancer. And it's just boggling my mind. I understand there's a genetic connection there, mm-hmm. but it's boggling my mind that they don't say, well, wait, maybe there's something else. Maybe we can just do something different. Genetics are like a light switch, Steve, and it gets really confusing, but basically you either turn on the light switch or you turn it off. So that cancer gene, we can turn it on with toxicity, or we can get the toxicity out of the body and we can allow that person to thrive.
If you are concerned with your health and you are more curious about what Dr. Dan is talking about what you can do to create this type of health and wellness for yourself in your own life, then you definitely want to give him a contact his office at any time at 713-295-9358. That is 713-295-9358. If you need to do a little research, check out his website, drdanwellness.com. It's a great website. You can see his theories on the seven pillars of health. You can watch the video on the same subject. You can see how broken down each of the seven pillars, like the one we're discussing today about strengthening your immune system. Again, it's all online at drdanwellness.com. And, of course, give him a call when you just need to sit down and talk, and he'll consult with you and give you a better picture of how you can truly create real health and wellness for yourself and your family. 713-295-9358 is Dr. Dan's number. Now, Dr. Dan, there's another success story I'm going to surprise you with. It's one of my favorite success stories because it's one that I actually seen in real life. Again, we'll change the names to protect the innocent. A good friend of ours named Bert, he recently found out that he had to go in for heart surgery, and he was very concerned with being able to recover. He's a very healthy person. He was very concerned with being able to recover this because he owns his own business. He basically, although he has other people that work for him, he basically, for the most part, is the majority of his business. So he needed to make sure that he could get back to work as quickly as possible and take care of his family and do all the things that he needed to do. And he came to you, and we both know Bert, but he came to you and said, said, "Hey, Dr. Dan, help me out. What can I do to make sure that I not only make it through the surgery, it was very intensive surgery, but how I can recover as quickly as possible so that I get back to the health that I'm used to having?"
Yes, Stephen. This situation, one of the biggest challenges going into surgery is actually your immune system, okay? And what the problem is that hospital-acquired infection is skyrocketing. So we've had patients that have gone in, and what's happened to them is they've gotten hospital-acquired infection, and it's a big challenge. We've had patients that actually have been sent home from the hospital to die because they've had hospital-acquired infection. They come into our office, and we've worked with them, strengthen their immune system, and turn that around, and got them strengthening, and they're still with us today. I mean, this is what's possible. So whenever I have a patient, it doesn't matter how minor the surgery is. In his case, it was very major because it was a heart bypass. We explain how it's important to take nutritional supplements to boost the immune system before going in, and to boost the immune system after going in, because your immune system is what is the repair and healing. And so when we work on that, and remember, inflammation is part of that as well. So we work on a certain herbs and nutritional supplements to do that. And he was pleasantly surprised, as you would say, that he, and so were his doctors, to see how fast he recovered from this heart bypass. Now, the reason for the heart bypass is he had, you know, four arteries or five arteries that were occluded more than 90%. Now, if we would have gotten to him a little bit earlier, we might have been able to prevent even having to go to that heart surgery, which we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, that's a whole other area of the seven pillars.
Yes, which
about
we'll talk
how you
about
can prevent
week.
These things from happening. Exactly. But still, it was happening. Mm-hmm. So now he had to deal with it. And what you did was help him be able to bounce back from that surgery by increasing the strength in his immune system, so that I was shocked. He's one of our networking buddies, and I was shocked to see him at the club just like a week or two after. I mean, he was up and about, and he was still recovering, but he recovered so quickly, and now he's just back to his normal old self, and he's taken better care of himself because of what he experienced. But it was just so cool. See in real life.
Yes. And one of the other things that we should definitely, tout him on is the fact that he does a special type of exercise. And this special type of exercise is called super slow. There's other names for it, but basically it's a gentle exercise. I mean, it's something that you'll really strengthen yourself, but it's a once a week exercise for 30 minutes. And he's gotten some really good results from that. And I really truly believe that that's one of the reasons he's still here as well, because he strengthened his heart, but gently strengthened his heart. The research shows, and this is going to fly in the face, we'll talk about this next week, but there's a lot of research talking about how aerobics and versus strength exercise and what's going on there. So that'll be more to come next week. We'll talk about that in more detail.
All right. You are listening to Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. And he's here every week to teach you how to take better care of your body, how to increase your wellness in your life so that you can experience healthy results like what he's discussing today. If you want more information on his seven pillars of health and how it can help benefit you, then you definitely need to check out his website, drdanwellness.com. That's drdanwellness.com. Or call him for a consult at 713-295-9358. Dr. Dan is always there to help you. You're listening to Life Business of Money. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, and I am honored to share this time with you, be your host of this program every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time live at Stephen Kay Live. Or you can listen 24/7 at StephenKayLive.com because we do archive and podcast all of our shows. You can get the links directly on the website. You can get it through our stream, which is powered by Blog Talk Radio. You can find the links on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Google+, the four social networks that I participate on. And, you know, however you choose to interact with the show is up to you. The bottom line is we're going to get you the information and advice that you need to improve both your personal and professional life. And our question to you on a daily basis is, how can we help you be more successful today? One of the ways that I know you can continue to create more success is by creating more health in your own life. If you are healthy, you will have the energy that you need to not only survive, but actually get out there and do the things that you need to do. And if you're feeling run down, like many point in our life where, you know, life takes its toll, it could be something as simple as the food you eat or the minerals that you're not getting. And vitamins, of course, and how strong your immune system is, like what we're discussing today with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. Now, Dr. Dan, in the last few minutes that we have here on the show, you know, give us a good example. You've given us some success stories. Obviously, when I ask a dumb-sounding question like, why would I actually want to pay more attention to this, the answer is going to be healthier, stupid. But really, if I start to do this, what are some of the results that I can expect to see? And aside from just being healthier, you know, what are the real reasons behind why you teach this in your practice and provide this service to your patients?
Stephen, it's about thriving versus surviving. You know, you can live your life. We all can live our life. And you know, some immune challenge comes up and we go out and we get NyQuil or DayQuil or whatever the case may be. Well, what we can say is that, wow, I have this, you know, I get sick, especially around the holidays, or I get sick when I'm stressed or I'm getting less sleep, and saying, there's a pattern here. And where does this pattern go? And, you know, the question I ask my patients a lot is, Stephen, what would the 100-year-old Stephen say to the – how old are you?
I'm going to be 40.
Okay, to the 40-year-old.
I'm hitting the big 40. Okay. Very, very, very
All right.
soon.
All right. So what would the 100-year-old Stephen like to say to the 40-year-old Stephen, you know, about the choices that you're making today on a daily basis? Because we have to think about what our future is. I don't want to live the last 10, 20 years of my life in a nursing home, and I bet you don't either. I don't want to have the probable predictable future of most Americans where 1 in 2 die from heart disease, 1 in 3 die from cancer. Now, I'm a person, you know that about me, but I'm an educated person to say, you know what, if I want a different probable predictable future, I need to do something differently. If I want to have a healthier body, I have to eat better. If I want to have a healthier body, I have to exercise. If I want to have a healthier body, and if I want to have a better relationship with God, I need to take time to pray, and I need to take time for that spirituality. It all matters.
Einstein said it best. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and again and expecting different results, and that applies to our health as well.
Absolutely, Stephen. That's really important to understand. So what we do is we try to look for these hidden cavitated infections, infestations in our body, and we strengthen your system. We get those out of there so that your body is ready when this big immune challenge comes along. We want you to be as strong, as healthy, as vital, and being as fully alive as you can potentially be. We all have different genetic weaknesses, but we're going to get you to your God-given potential, and that's what I do in my practice.
And if you want that kind of help for your health, if you are very concerned with, you know, what you're experiencing now, what you feel your body is going through, the toll that you've put on it throughout life, if you're concerned with your health and the food that you eat and how you can create more health, longevity, and just a better life experience, then you definitely need to call Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition, and he's here to help you. So I recommend that you contact him directly at 713-295-9358. I'll say that again a little slower. I know talk show hosts, they talk too fast. I can't get the number down quick enough. It's 713-295-9358. Visit his website. It's drdanwellness.com. That's drdanwellness.com, and he will you and guide you on your path to better health and wellness. Dr. Dan, thank you so much as always. I look forward to our sessions here every week on the show. I learn just as much as I hope every listener does take away from our time with you here on the program. It is truly appreciated.
Thank you, Stephen. I look forward to next week.
All right. You are listening to the Life, Business, and Money radio show. You can find more information online at